little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party found their way out of the dream realm, taking Arudi with them and leaving Zazriel back to his domain. After some confrontation and the party gathering the bodies of those who had been in the dream realm for too long, Arudi leaves them, tree walking away in search for his brother in Mortworth. The party continue to talk and puzzle and plan, the first real time they're able to do so without the overwatching gods or Garakaius. And that is where we still find them.
Want to talk to my Sharia, man. Just because I just feel like I just feel like we're walking some pretty treaded ground, and I feel like we're going to mess up in a very predictable way. I don't know. I want people to live a life where they don't have to worry about being smited by casually cruel entities. But I just can't. Some of them have families. And then, like, Arudi is a whole person. He's immortal. He's an ass. I don't like him. But I'm just imagining, like, Siba, you helped him so utterly, and he's just picking up his life now. Or Zazriel, like, he was just free from centuries of being in prison, even if it's a beautiful reality where he's like has everything he could possibly want. They're going to know it's not real. I suppose this is just I want to find a solution that doesn't trap people in a false paradise, but Well, I'm admitting I'm struggling to find it. We just don't know.
What about finding some balance between the two? If we figure out how.
We would love that.
We deliver an ultimatum. If those gods don't work to help the world, you're banished.
I think the only way we can help them, as much as I hate to say this, because I think their actions right now are a little dumb, and that's something from me, because I'm not very smart. We need to understand them, and I think there's two questions we haven't answered. One, you're assuming that Mysheria got turned to stone by her own party because they had different opinions on how to end the war, right? Why did the war start? And if the war apparently has been ended for 100 years... what are they still after if that was the main goal?
The main goal was they were trying to lock up all the gods in their time. And then the gods fought back. And so we know at least why it started. Nyx, Mysteria, Persephone all took the killed gods, took their power, and were trying to, like, banish slash kill the rest.
But if the war did end, allegedly, at least as far as I know, in my lifetime, why are they doing what they're doing now?
That was just because put on pause.
Mysteria put them all to sleep.
So the war wasn't... And now they're... Why are they waking up?
Someone's waking them up.
I want to clarify something, because you all have this information. Mysteria did not put them to sleep.
Oh, right. That was a...
Argos locked them into inanimate objects.
And do we know who gave that order?
You can infer.
But still, if the war ended, and for the most part...
did fall from the sky.
I'm not following.
There was a difference of opinion. And Nigeria was sort of booted out.
Of the party with Persephone? Wait, what?
No,
booted out of where? From who?
It was Argos that bound the gods' powers. Which means it's Argos.
Which side of the war was he on?
To figure out. Logic would probably dictate Kronos.
He was on... So can we start drawing this in the dirt? So if they were on this side... Okay, Argos is over here. He's on Kronos' side, which is a different side than Mysteria and them, but the Mysteria was kicked out. So it used to be this Mysteria, Persephone, Medusa.
Mysteria, Persephone, Medusa, and Nyx were an adventuring party.
And then did they join Kronos and them? That's why they got kicked out? Because, like, why aren't they stone?
No. Suffice to say, they weren't original gods.
So, if Argos made them all trapped, why weren't they trapped? Why was only Mysteria trapped? They weren't, wait.
Remember,
who's to say Nyx? They're not trapped in different ways?
Okay.
We saw Nyx being summoned, remember?
Oh. Oh, yeah. How did that happen? I really think maybe you're right. We need to talk to the Argos guy. Maybe he can draw some maps.
Right? This is why talking to sources is so important. Livy says, taking out his giant notebook of shit he wrote down.
So if we try and go to the gate and find Mysteria, she's just stone. Is that? Did you see like Zibba's like just eye twitching, like her brain's just like the gears are turning so hard right now. Smoke is coming out. She's like, so is there? Should we, or is Argos there or not there? And we should go find him, but where would he be in? Huh?
Oh, he's up.
As you all refer to the Book of the Old Gods, which I will read for the listeners, Argos, god of battle, a dwarf, Argos was shunned by his father Kronos after his birth. Kronos believed that Argos would never be of any use to him, and so Argos trained harder than any of his siblings. Argos integrated with the living peoples and through his immortal life trained with every skilled fighter across all of Rickmonish. It is said he can still be found with whoever is the top fighter on the earthly plane at the time you are searching.
Oh yeah, thanks for checking your notes on that, Libby. So, if he was shunned by his father, Kronos, are we sure they were on the same side?
Why do you think he worked so damn hard to become the best he could be.
He's still trying to prove approval. Something?
Daddy issues.
He's got daddy issues.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I say some love unconditionally and some love with conditions and some never loved at all. I guess we know which one Cronus falls into.
It seems like a pretty bad dad, honestly.
As you think about that last line, you can find him with whomever is the greatest trained fighter at the time. You think fondly of before these adventuring days, of a great fair that happened in Florencia, and of a beautiful brown-skinned Earth Genasi monk who's known to frequent ships out at sea, but comes back occasionally to fight.
Not an air genasi.
Rip. Earth genasi.
Named Krikoi. It is the person you chose as your friend at the very beginning of season one.
Libby, like, oh.
If you've been friends with the gods since day one, Libby, oh, I swear.
Wait, no. I might have a friend we can reach out to who might fit this bill.
They're still alive?
Yeah. So when I was a bit younger and I had to do some research outside the facility for the first time, I went to their temple and I did a whole dissertation on them and their monk and their way of life and blah 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 blah. They have occasionally come back to Rikmanish is a festival, and they always compete, and they have never lost a literally single time. So if there's anyone who embodies the battle of kicking booty, it's probably them. We should go meet them. So go.
You had me sold at Greatest Fighter Live. I mean...
I think the party would all understand that going to meet Krikoi means going back to Florencia and going with the original plan to find Mysheria means continuing northwest to the gate. Opposite directions.
Never mind. Never mind, actually.
This is the greatest warrior in the world.
Not so sure that that's... Never mind, Olivia. It's...
Wait. What if we get Mysheria, bring her back, and then see if the hero or the being the greatest warrior in the world is a better title? See who wins. So then we can enter this competition, right?
I don't think that's a good idea, but I do think she would pick you up on it.
You're saying there's a chance.
Oh, there's a chance it'll happen. I just don't think it's a good idea.
So, I believe we left our conversation trying to understand two things. We were trying to understand why the war started and what they're after with this war. Would finding Argos better explain either of those to us?
Finding Argos would give us a better understanding of the strategy used to end the war by sealing the gods.
Don't we have to hear both sides of the story anyways? That's the only way to make a actual decision, right? If someone got into a fight, or in this case a war, you gotta hear both sides of the story and then help them reconcile. That's what we always had when we got into fights.
Yes. And as a historian, I agree. There is something called, and I don't know if it applies here, basically one of the things you learn as a historian when you are taking notes from people who are alive, who've lived through an event, is, for instance, during the Invisible War, when there were, let's say, bandit raids on a town, there was chaos, stuff like that. You would want to interview both people, but you would take an account to the victims and you would make sure they wouldn't meet. And you wouldn't tell the bandits where the victims were. You wouldn't indicate that you talked to them. Nothing like that. So I want to hear both of their sides, and we should if we can, but we should also bear in mind that Mysheria was frozen solid for a very long time. I know this might be blasphemy, Stella. I want to be very understanding of that, but she might be having emotions similar to a person and not a god for being frozen for that amount of time. We don't know how she might react when being unthawed. We should keep that in mind when we're interviewing or talking to her. Because I don't know if she would want to take revenge. I don't know if she would be scared of these people. We just don't know. So we should just take this into account when thinking about who to talk to first.
When you reference blasphemy, Zilla still is collecting bits from some of the bodies, preparing and caring for some of the corpses around and kind of burying what she can. Just kind of turns her head. You're okay. Listen, I know I have been really willfully blind to some of the things that we've been seeing. None of you had an easy entry into that party, did you? That wasn't fun for anyone. Nobody paid a fun tax for that. And kind of looks over her shoulder. I'm not going to, well, anyway, you can speak freely, Livy. I am present now. I think I see. He goes back to kind of laying hands across and tying ribbon.
If you need to talk about it more or you need for us to stop, let us know, okay? This is a lot to take in.
Yeah. But I think you're right. I think she's going to have some feelings, and I think we need to be prepared for that.
Something that strikes me about the options before us is if there's a game afoot, what choice is going to tip the board as opposed to keep the status quo going? We go and wake up Mysheria. Everything changes. That's introducing a very not a new piece, but I'm having trouble sort of factoring in what influence she might have on the dynamics we've been working to discover. There's a game afoot. I think Shiri would be a very powerful player in that game. She brought everything to a halt before. She was sort of brought off the board.
She might have to going, more of a... Sorry.
It's all right, Libby. As opposed to seeking out more information to equip ourselves with before speaking with my Shiria and waking her up. Just something I'm thinking about, curious about what anyone else thinks.
There is also, we don't know how gods get stronger. My Shiria is from what we can tell, far more worshipped than she ever was, ever. Currently. Her religion is dominant. Unquestionably. If gods get the religion from worshippers, she could come in. Could be a very powerful individual.
She could be. Yeah, we've already seen a god trying to gather followers again after being practically forgotten. Look at our experience in Wimston with Maya.
I don't know.
Are you worried about consequences?
I don't know. I think any consequences will have already reaped themselves, but does it diminish the power on the realization of the falsity, or has it emboldened it this entire time? I don't know. I don't know. Whatever we do, I don't know that we should do it before telling the families of these people.
And how do we know where all these people came from? I mean, who knows how far some of them traveled?
We know some of them. We know the ones we know.
I think for...
We also don't even know if we could get my Shiria out if we went there right now. Anyone able to unpetrify something that's been petrified? Do we have a item like the one that revived Galdi, but for my Shiria?
What did Livy try and open that door with that one time? Wouldn't that work with rock?
We're not using shatter on my Shiria.
I would very much recommend never
Maybe
doing
not.
That.
I don't suppose it's like a shell. A crispy outer coating.
I mean, the spell Greater Restoration. We could get a scroll for that. Or kidnap a cleric. Voluntarily kidnap. They would agree to it. But, But that's funnier.
Convince a cleric is more alliterative and sounds like something.
I can't have that reputation going to the no.
I'm concerned with the comedy clubs you used to go to.
But like the mirror is something like Tuesdays Greater Restoration, week. Which I feel like one of you might be able to do or do someday, is something easy enough to get a god out?
Boom. in my studies,
magic
I
might be really hard.
Someday learn greater restoration, perhaps.
You learn it between right now and the time we get to Mysheria.
If you study really hard.
On what type of challenges God has for us.
Then perhaps it is best for us to go backwards, get the appropriate supplies, before we think about moving forward to revive Mysheria.
No one seems to be on Mysheria's side. Who'd even help us find the right tools to revive her, or even tell us what we need? I mean, someone has to be on her side, right? Otherwise, why is the entire world worshipping her?
Well,
that's a very good point. Indeed.
Sorry, I am one of those things, but not the other.
Scylla did make actually a good point that does give us an option. Or just a few sentences ago. If we, for whatever reason, decide that we don't want to heal Mysheria, could just sort of break the rock. It's a card in our hand that we already have.
Like, it's...
Wait, we raised Galdi by having one of her arrows, right? And Minotaur Man couldn't leave until he had his ring. And we just need to find something that belongs to Mysheria. It's gotta be a relic somewhere, right?
I think it was
Libby,
a
you studied
more.
This. Well, yeah, the ring might have been keeping him there, but like, but there's an item tied to it, right?
He was tied to that world. The magic is different, but it's you basically kinda. So each
but even
god
the old
had
god
own,
was tied to a card, kinda.
What seems to be happening is they are trapped in a sort of stasis. Besides him, and it seems like a little bit of their power from their artifacts is coming and basically resurrecting them. So the arrows, Medusa's crown, the things we know about Mysheria are she's often symbolized with a cat.
A cat?
Wasn't
what do we know that has a cat?
Well, the cat's eyes. Cat, like, Mysheria often has, like, that's her symbol. One second. I, Libby, would absolutely know this. My cat, right?
Are there any idols of Mysheria around? Are there any, objects
I know
that she's holding?
If there's any, like, holy relics that reputable people, like, churches have said that they have of Mysheria.
Well, didn't the princess
give
of the
history
strat check also?
There are tons of idols around. Pretty much every village in Ebkenor has a fountain dedicated to her. The church itself has tons of either stone or wood or what other type of material, a totem throughout its space, including like a large one at the back of the pulpit. But you've never seen one that you're aware of her holding something other than standard sword and shield. And you've never seen her actually depicted with a cat.
Huh. So it's her symbol, but she's never been depicted? Huh.
What color is the cat?
Hmm?
It, in the symbol of Mysheria, is it, what's like the color? I know that like the guards are generally like pink, but that might have just been in Florencia.
I think that was just a Ream thing, yeah.
Okay.
In Florencia.
Well, that would be a Ream thing, wouldn't it? what color is the cat?
It doesn't normally have a color. But because of time, it's normally black, just because that's the easiest to portray. But there isn't an actual color associated to the cat that is the symbol of Mysheria.
I always just imagined it like an eye, like a cat's, like a yellow cat eye with the slit. But obviously.
Everyone actively participating in this conversation, give me an intelligence check.
Does this pertain to Mysheria? Because I feel like that would maybe be at
advantage.
Disadvantage.
Or disadvantage, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
21
with for a check, not a save. Check.
12 average.
A check, correct. Okay. Nice.
7.
Okay.
Why do I keep on rolling so bad for intelligence? I have a really good intelligence.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 4. I know, I rolled a 2 plus 4, 6.
Tilla?
I rolled a 19 and a natural 1.
Storytelling.
I think if Livy's like talking through like the fountain, Scylla's registering like that. How the fuck did I not? Fountains, no.
Anyone who rolled above a 15, you feel more strongly the shield representation. Even if Mysheria doesn't have a sword, she's represented with a shield. The cat doesn't seem, you're not really sure where that came from. It might be something someone very early on just latched onto. But I am going to kibosh this. It's not Baxter. I'm just going to tell you straight out. Okay.
No. I was not thinking Baxter.
Okay.
I didn't think Baxter.
At all. I was thinking about something much more interesting.
Oh, great.
Guys, I think the cat thing's really important. I think we should focus on that.
I can't believe Mysheria is a cat.
She's actually using disguise person to look like a person. Disguise a little bit person.
I feel like while we're having this conversation, there's a very vocal cat nearby. I think she's just listening in on this. And she is indeed a cat.
I would say too, Morgus, specifically, being petrified by Medusa's gaze is very different than being locked in an object. You're not sure that even finding this object and bringing it to her would unlock her from that state.
I think Morgus just kind of gets pensive for a moment. And does that thing with his eyes when people are like looking at the math part of their brains.
Math face.
Yeah.
So Do we bring her like a cat? Do we like... Oh! Does my cat count? Does Pit... Would that be good?
Morgus, we got it, will guys. Emphasize the prominence of the shield, generally speaking, and sort of expound on the details of his understanding of the like arcane lock that is the totem, as it were, versus the transformation of you be stone now, mean lady.
Okay, so by what I've gathered, our best course of action now is to go back to Florencia through Wimston, try to meet up with Argos. If we could best this greatest fighter, Argos will come with us. He'll give us more information. We'll be in Florencia. We could pick up a way to unpetrify. And then we could come back.
I think we should just ask her to lead us to Argos instead of us getting our asses kicked.
Well, but if we win, then Argos will follow us.
Yeah. If we win.
You got a lot of faith in me there.
I've had faith in all of you. Especially you, Zuba. You're very tough. I also just know her personally. And she's very scary.
I would call back the risk of waking up my Shiria and what that might do to unfolding events. I can't shake the feeling that that would be perhaps an unwanted catalyst. And it, when we are in a state of desperately needing more information at the very least.
That's why we're heading back to get more information. Right?
I like information.
It wouldn't be like any of us to go into a library and then leave without the information we went to look for.
That would be extremely uncharacteristic.
Yes.
Wait, was that Shade? No, that wasn't Shade. Anyway.
Only the mask looks back. So should we get moving?
I think before that, Scylla, as the party starts discussing going back to Florencia for more information, you can't help but think about your final experience at the Carousel Court that you haven't yet shared with the party, I don't think. About Ulu and the crown.
And as a reminder, Ulu had the crown in her workshop.
You found some of the sinew, the snake skin sinew, on the workbench.
Ah. I realize if you start to notice me, I don't know. I'm not holding back. I really think we should, and Scylla kind of switches gears from this very careful, intentional practice of preparation to flustered. I think we should head back. I'm going to head back to the court at least. Ulu doesn't normally hide anything from me, and I don't know necessarily that she was in this case, but do you remember that crown that we had?
Have you seen it? I've been missing that.
Did you give it to Ulu at any point?
No, I think specifically at one point.
Did she ask you for that?
What's her name? Lady kept trying to steal my money. No, but the lady did.
It wasn't stealing. That was your dues to the court.
Feel like stealing. Yeah, no, iron Zibba, that.
That's a guild that. No, never mind. We'll.
But she wanted it. And I said, I ain't going to give you any of my gold. You think I'm going to give you my crown? And then I said, no. And so I put it back in my backpack. And then I looked at my backpack and it was gone. And I didn't clean it. Okay. So Weaver I know that I didn't accidentally take it out of there. But no. I don't know who took it from me. There's nothing saying anyone took it from me. I don't think there's any hole in my bag. But who knows? Maybe it just fell out or walked out on its own. But she did want it at one point, and I didn't give it to her.
I vaguely recall a conversation about Weaver's interest in discovering more about the Pantheons.
That was all the original work that Godfrey, Scylla, and Morgus was doing for the court, was to discover more about this random book that Kepa had found, explaining that there were more gods.
Mm-hmm. But, like, above table, I know that we displayed the crown. Did we show up and be like, hey, we found Medusa's crown, or a crown that, like, was Medusa's? Or, like, I don't know if we were that forthright.
Livy and Zibba were the only ones there.
Yeah.
We definitely talked about the weird dream.
Yeah, we definitely did. It was me and Livy. You left us unsupervised. I don't know what you think happened, but
yeah, I genuinely don't. This is on you. Every time we're together, weird things happen, and you left the two chaotic good team members alone. This is on you.
He's not wrong.
I literally wasn't allowed there at that point in time. I literally couldn't go.
I'm pretty sure Scylla was talking to Ulu at the time.
Yeah.
Who may or may not have stolen my crown, okay?
I was keeping my zombie friend company.
No, I didn't see the actual crown. She might have been, I don't know what she was doing with it. There was some of that stuff on the bench, the shed.
Listen. I think there is a very she seems like the type of person who, if she believes something is for the greater good, she might do it if it doesn't seem like it would hurt someone. I think she seems like a good person. She's nice. She's been very helpful to us, and maybe this is just because I don't know her as well as you all. But sometimes the Carol Court jumps into things before thinking, and we weren't giving them the crown. Maybe they examined it. I don't know. But we should go and snoop or ask, either way.
I think if they have it, it will have been for a good reason. Weaver's never steered us wrong before.
We had to rescue her from a basement, didn't we?
That was Kepa. Her
Her partner?
Yeah.
Is she the one who wrote all the notes about Mashira being not real?
It
wasn't about Mysheria not being real. It was about
Mysheria's a lie.
No, we found a diary, didn't we? K-Paw's diary when we were looking for her. This said, "Oh yeah, Mysheria is a lie."
I always thought that was a little more focused with the High Priestess being sort of a devil.
I don't know. I just feel like now everything's a little bit too connected. Then Weaver's wanting the crown about guys that she may or may not think are real. And I don't know.
Morgus is going to think on something.
Mm-hmm.
The priestess, devil lady. That we fought at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Genevieve,
thank you. Because we saw her form, you know, mm-hmm. that she transformed into. And the blood ritual thing, or if mm-hmm. it was blood, it might just be misremembering that, but
the ritual.
The towers and the light. On the towers. And the connection between Erebus, who was at the tower, and now what we know about, was it Erebus and Medusa and somebody else being against Mysheria's plan?
Yeah. The whole adventuring party.
And that was Medusa, Erebus, Persephone? Okay.
Lotta, Marzana, and Sturt.
Okay. What do we know about Persephone?
I'm going to let Adam answer that question for fear of telling you something you don't already know.
Yeah.
Rudy say, hey, like, she's power grabby?
Yeah.
And we only know what Rudy said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it was power grabby. They used to be all part of a party, and now kind of Nyx and Medusa follow her in this need for growing power. They're kind of doing not good deeds. I can't say they specified exactly what deeds, but it was hinted that Persephone was the reason that people were coming possessed. Like, my satyr friend and the princess was the... Yeah. Persephone was somehow responsible for those possessions of the druids.
Yeah. Morgus will kind of...
She may or may not killed Hades.
Speak up and, like, link some of these connections from Mysheria's a lie to what we know about this adventuring party that was against Mysheria's plan. What
if the Church of Mysheria is a lie? They were against Mysheria's plan. Mysheria was locked away by Medusa. We really know who's gathering all this worship.
Why are they praising her then? Wouldn't that, in theory, make Mysheria more powerful?
In theory, yes, but what if they have a way of co-opting that power away from Mysheria?
It is all a little too connected. Wait a minute, what about the giant... what is it called, Livy? That we found in the basement? Pentagram?
Pentagram, yes, but what? He was siphoning power. What if they're doing the same with Mysheria?
Oh! He was siphoning that other god's power.
And they are using it.
Well, the thing we'd have to do to figure out if that's the case is find out who's responsible for creating all of the temples to Mysheria. So let's head back to Wimston. We could start doing some work.
It is all too connected.
No, let's listen to Godfrey.
Speaking of, I think we have to do a job for the guild, right?
Witchfield?
What's the job?
Did we pinky promise on it?
Any job at this point, I'm sure.
Well, like finding out the Bigfoot, we had to do that job. Like, there's a quota we've got to meet.
They still want more of our money. What was the job?
There wasn't a job that was given specifically, but Godfrey's correct that by being a part of the guild, you accept the responsibility to do a certain amount of guild work every month. And so far this summer, the party hasn't done any.
I would wager at this point it's more than one job we have to do.
We've already been doing the original job we sort of set out to do.
We've learned more about gods by meeting them.
First measure of success, I think, is on a slightly different scale.
Do you think we could
think
convince
the party's walking at this point?
we're trucking.
Do you think we could convince the guild by keeping our promise to keep Godfrey away from the actual guild base that in itself was we did our job and that meets our quota for the month?
I talked to Weaver and I'm allowed back in.
We're square.
Dang, Godfrey ruined it. Now we have to do more work.
The party continues. It's a 2 days journey, 2 nights sleep on the road. But we will do a little time skip as you begin to approach Wimston at the end of the second day of journeying. Garrett Caius has not returned.
Well, no, what a tragedy.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening. New arc, putting together information, heading to Wimston. What are they going to get themselves into now? If you're liking what you're hearing, like, subscribe, follow, ring the bell, leave a review, whatever you can do on whatever platform you're on. We really, really, really appreciate it. And it's perfect to catch up on season one of But Then What? The finale happened last month, but we're still out here with all the VODs, all the podcast episodes, wherever you listen to podcasts and on our YouTube channel. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. I hope you have a really great day.